This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
You know.
Listen now.
I wanna be the only one to come and bug you over again. I wanna be the only one, the only one, as lonely as I am. So you'll just have to wait. See, cause I don't come easy. With all this Viagra that I take, I can't get enough. So you'll just have to wait. See, cause I don't come easy. With all this Viagra that I take. I might vomit, mate. Guts are turning round. Me guts are turning round. Mate, I think I want the loo.
Goodness me. The radio these days.
I'll tell you what, mate, just turn it off, yeah? I can only deal with it when I'm on the building site, do you know what I mean? When I'm at home, I can't really listen to the radio. I can only tune in to FUBAR Radio 4 till 6pm with Sarah Love and some other bloke. I can't remember his name. Don't worry about him, but yeah.
Don't worry about him.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, boy! It's FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy.
You're
Mice,
damn
how are
you?
It feels like ages since the last
show. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It is weird, man. Days are just cramming. There's too much shit crammed into the days
Honestly, I'm telling you, I've had a pretty non-stop week. Yeah. And so it's good to be back here and another jam-packed show for the listeners.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get into
boy.
It. It's going to be a MC extravaganza.
Yeah, we got a bunch more MCs coming through for the open mic. I believe today might be the most we've had. At one time?
Yeah, planned.
Yeah,
Other than MCs bum-rushing the studio. Turning up with their mates. Yeah, planned. And this week, we are joined in the studio by UK producer Endemic. He's coming straight out of Derby!
Yeah.
But he's been working with Nuff Cats all over the world, like, for years now, so it'll be really dope to premiere his latest release on the show later today. Plus, we have Split Profits rolling through the studio.
Yeah,
Rezwan and
finest.
Dat Kid. Yes, every week, of course, we also have some special features, including Maestro Investigates. So you're going to have to hold tight to find out what Mice has to...
Serious investigations,
you know, this is like
important,
pivotal life... Yeah. Yeah, bearing
things. We're trying to change the world with this stuff right here.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're succeeding, Mice. And also every week, yes, like we were saying earlier, we have the open mic. So we're going to be joined by battle rapper Luna C is going to be up in the studio. We've also got Two Dat. He's going to be doing his thing too. So I'm really looking forward to it. And you know, you never know. Some of the other guys might end up jumping on the mic.
You never know.
You just never know. So get in touch with us. We love hearing from you guys. I had an amazing day yesterday and I can't wait to tell you about it. So hit us up in the studio on Twitter at FUBAR Radio.
Yep.
You can email us too at hiphop@fubarradio.com. Get in touch. And new music as always for you every week. This time it's something from our guest on the show a couple of weeks ago. That's Talib Kweli. He's got a new project called Indie 500.
Mm.
And this is off that cut, produced by Ninth Wonder with Slug and Pharaoh Monch. It's pretty go. It's Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR.
Yeah.
People want me to preach because I'm where heaven begins. People want me to teach a lesson for them. The message is in the form of the song I had to arrange it. You banging it through the speakers for maximum entertainment. Wait a minute, step back a bit. I highly doubt that your perception is accurate. My conception immaculate. You know it's in there. Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. What you talk about? I've been here. Way before you showed up, let's get clear. Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm
so sincere. I don't really know where I'm going, but where I have been. Everybody double as predators, so assassins. It's tragic how we love this life, fatal attraction. A metaphor like Reservoir Door, I'm Michael Master. You make me wanna cut off my ear the way you rap in the black van. Go to pick up the ones active in the movement. Got them using every drug you can't imagine. Dying like diabetics who die without the saccharin. Y'all still thinking it's sweet until it happens. Standing no ovation on the street, they on their feet when the shooters get to clapping. Five star bars, the murder go. The fat lady sang in the curtain closed. My getaway car's convertible. I'm chopping the top off. These rap dudes faker than knockoff. Yeah, yeah, because we in there. Yeah, hey, hey. We out here, and if the party going out, you know we in there. Yeah, I'm so sincere. What you talk about, I've been here. Way before you showed up, let's get clear. Yeah, hey, yo, we out here, and if the party going out, you know we in there. Yeah. So sincere. Funk now.
Sling lingo, watch the thing go far. New single, bingo, Ringo Starr, more Pringles. Which leads to more dits. Adrian Peterson all day more wits. Seen it before like deja vu. So sincere. Rooftop skyline, poolside swimwear. We in here, I'm whispering in Slim's ear like I could be a hero with D500. See the reason is we cook it up with love and that seasoning. Always show love, never deceiving him. He could get my vote, we believe in him. He could get it, I got it. In the exotic, two-seater, the exact color is hypnotic. In fact, Tiptronic, sit back, sit on this jack. Shit's on it's this rap, it's chronic, it's chronic. Automatic, it's more organic, and it's in there. I said it's in there. I said it's in there. I said it's in there, like the love that's in the air. Living for a life, got something to share. Still trying to build progress out of regrets. Cut through the BS, speak through the beak of a phoenix. Fly, scheming on the sadness. My language, dangerous, vandal, damage. Dismantle, break free from the baggage. Expand across the planet's canvas. Catch the bug, put the lid on the jar. Or hold it in your hand so you can pick it apart. If you were listening hard, you'd be lifting your guard. Crew a couple of fins, trying to swim with the sharks. The worth ain't based on if the dogs chase it. Bark till you bargain yourself out of the basement. Spread the word, my voice is spacious. Taste the Prego, it's in there and now you pregnant. You pregnant.
Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. What you talk about a bit here? Wait before you showed up, let's get clear. Hey yo, we out here. And if the party going now, you know we in there. I'm so sincere. Put it on your pasta like Prego, cause
it's in there.
Prego sauce.
I said it's in there.
Prego sauce.
I said it's in there. I said it's in there.
Put it on your pasta like Prego, cause
it's in there.
Prego sauce.
I said it's in there.
Prego sauce.
I said it's in there.
Fresh.
Quietly.
Yes. Off of the Indie 500 project, which is like the new collective with Talib Kweli at the heart of it. You've also got Farrah Monch involved in that too. Rhapsody is on the album. If you want to hear more about the Indie 500 project, hit up our podcast on fubarradio.com/podcast/artist/hip-hop, because we have some amazing shows up there for you. We had an interview with Talib Kweli where he broke down what it was all about. Yeah, he didn't break down.
He didn't have an actual breakdown. Yeah. Like, he wasn't crying.
No, I could have phrased that better. But yeah, definitely peep the interview on our Food Bar Radio podcast. It is super fresh, and you are tuned in to Food Bar with myself, Sarah Love, and Mice Diggy.
Yeah.
And it's that point of the show where, you know, I just think there's so many great things going on out there in the world, you know, on major scale to just people in the street.
There's probably way more shittier things going on at the moment in terms of scale, but there's a lot of good things, and we do our best to point that out.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I genuinely think in life, if we just spend our whole time focusing on the negative,
that's all we spawn.
That was deep, Wise.
Deep, like Larry White, you know, second cousin removed from first cousin of Barry White. That's me, exactly.
Yeah.
Deep like his voice.
Exactly. But yes. And so this is why we have a section of the show that we do every week, which is called
Big Up, Big Up.
And yeah, basically, it's just about sending a shout out to all the people who are doing great things. Now, first of all, I got to start off by saying last night was one of the best evenings in my DJ career, Mice.
Serious? What did you do last night? What, what do you mean? I'm like, what is it exactly? What else did I not get invited to? What did you do?
Last minute UK hip-hop jugglers.
You found a unicorn or something, man.
I felt like I did. It was serious. Even better than that. Okay, what? First of all, I love Black Twang. Black Twang is if you don't know Black Twang, he's a like certified UK OG. You need to just go and research him.
Triple
we supported
OG.
His music on this show as well. We're going to have lots more for you. Even in fact, today I'm going to play you some brand new Black Twang. Mm. But Black Twang, I spoke to Black Twang because I saw a random tweet saying that Public Enemy had announced a last minute show at Concord 2 in Brighton.
Wow.
And you know how like, you know the venue Concord 2, this that one that's on like the seafront, but it's like quite an intimate venue because they've been on tour at the moment supporting the Prodigy. So they've been doing arenas all over the country and stuff, which I was going to go to see them at Wembley because it's been part of my life dream to see
Public Enemy live.
To see Public Enemy live.
Oh, so you hadn't seen them?
No, have you seen them before?
Yeah, I have.
When, where?
Glastonbury, was it 2 years ago?
That's
2 or 3 years
sick.
Ago.
Yeah. I wish I was there.
Was it last year? It was one of the last.
It was
one of the Glastonbury. I think it might have been last year or the year before. But yeah, it was amazing seeing them. The only problem was that Flavor Flav and Professor Griff, I think, had trouble at the airport, so they didn't make it.
Oh wow!
But it was still an amazing show. You know, Chuck D with a band behind him, and I think no, it wasn't Terminator X, was it?
DJ
but it was
Lord.
It was an imagine. Yeah, it's an amazing show though.
Oh,
you know, so yeah, but. Do tell, please. Carry on. That story is obviously not as good as this one's going to be. So you must go on, pre-tell.
No, that story is amazing. I mean, to see Public Enemy at Glastonbury, like, that's some electric energy right there, man. And so I saw this tweet where I was like, okay, maybe I've gotten this mixed up, Black Twang supporting Public Enemy. And so I rang Black Twang and I was like, Tony, can you just verify for me that I've not seeing this, like, 5 years too late or something? And he was like, no, it's really happening. This Sunday I'm going to do the show in Brighton with them. Why don't you come and DJ for me?
Wow.
Now, wow.
See?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
you got to see her face right now as she's telling this. It's like it's her birthday, man.
Listen,
Jesus.
Honestly, Maestro, I've been so excited like all week about this. And then, you know, I adore Tony anyway. So for me to DJ for Black Twang, I was just like, that's amazing in itself.
Yeah.
And so to be able to see Public, and literally I was about to buy the ticket for the Wembley show.
For the Prodigy one, yeah.
Yeah, and then spoke to Tony and then I was like,
you end up sharing the stage with them.
You don't need to ask me twice. Yeah, and so then we went, oh my god! And then I played like a couple of tunes, then Tony came out. Yeah, Twang came out and did his set, which was blinding.
Yeah,
like,
how was that? Was that the first time you DJ for him?
For Tony,
that's
the first time I DJ for Black Twang, and I did. You know, so it was just ill for me to be at the turntables on stage with Twang too, kind
alone,
of thing.
Yeah.
And I love Twang as well because he cracks me up because he was like, "Oh, I'm not." Sound check is not too stressful for me because I know it'll sound great anyway. It's just like, go on, Tony. And of course, I mean, Tony has such amazing like mic control, breath control.
Clarity,
like,
yeah.
Consummate professional, man. And the consistency that he's put music out. So I was just like so chuffed to DJ for him alone.
Wow, yeah.
And then for us to be opening for Public Enemy at the Concord, I mean, maybe that's like 1,000 people capacity. I can't imagine it's much more than even
yeah,
if
maybe
it's
just
that.
Over 1,000, I think. Possibly. Yeah, I think it's just over 1,000, but I'm not sure anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tiny
but regardless,
spot for a group like that.
Yeah, but still, you know, when it's packed out, the vibe in there is really good.
Oh, my God.
It's built
and
for,
so I was like, there's no way this... Literally, Friday night, I was like... There's only 2 more sleeps until
I see
Public Enemy.
Wow, that's hilarious.
I was so excited. And then turns up to the show, did the sound check. When I turned up, they were sound check. The band was sound checking. Their bassist is David DMX. I don't know if you remember David DMX, but he's like a...
He's not the guy that speaks like this.
No, I was saying I want his voice last week. No, not him. But I mean, when I turned up and saw them, I think the whole day, yes, literally, I woke up, I turned the radio on, randomly on the radio was Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, and I was literally like dancing in the kitchen, making my porridge. And then, I think I spent the whole day beaming from ear to ear. But then watched the show, which was just incredible. everyone in the crowd was just awesome. And then met Chuck D and Flavor Flav after the show too, where I was just like discombobulated and didn't know. So now I kind of understand how these Justin Bieber fans feel and everything when they just lose their mind meeting like their favourite star. So I was trying my best to like represent a civilised person and everything.
Help let your inner Bieber out.
My Belieber. Inner, what is it? Yeah, Belieber, that's it. Yeah. See, you know more about these things than I do.
Yeah,
I'm
a hip-hop man.
Yeah, the Biebers, the Beliebers. But yes, but so that made me, that reminded me of this amazing story that happened also like in this last week. They were at in Sheffield doing a show for the Prodigy at some massive arena. Before the show, they went to do like a signing and everything. But their taxi to take them from the record store that they were doing the signing at drove off and left them there. Mm. So they had no way of getting to the concert.
Wow, that's messed up, man. And they're meant
to
be.
Do you know what I mean?
So the taxi man was just like,
allow them.
Yeah, there's bare Ubers out here getting my money. I need to get back out on these streets and make this money, fam. I'm off. Public who? Public Enema?
Exactly.
He was off.
Yes.
Jesus.
And he left Public Enemy at the record store. And I think it was something like half an hour until they were meant to be on stage.
Woo.
So this week's big up is going out to a guy called Kevin Wells.
Big up, big up.
Wow.
Kevin Wells, you get the big up this week. I know many of you are wondering, well, who the hell is Kevin Wells? Kevin Wells of Killamash, in fact.
Killamash.
Killamash. And he was at the record signing and then he realised, I'll drive them to the show.
Wow. So he must have been like, what? I got Public Enemy in my car.
In my Ford Focus.
In my Ford Focus. You know what? I'm telling you what, I'm having, calls out the wife. Look, I'm going to be late. I'll tell you, what are you talking about? I got Public Enemy in my car.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it. And so, he volunteered to drive Public Enemy to their show.
Imagine this.
And it just sounded amazing. I mean, this dude's 50 years old. He said, and then I just thought to myself, as though this story could get any better, like if you're a Public Enemy fan, to have them bundled into the back of your car. He said, then as we were coming through Attercliffe, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen came on the radio. Everyone was singing the words and rocking out in the back of my car.
Wow.
It was like a Wayne's World moment. I was looking in the rearview mirror thinking, is this actually happening?
Is this really happening? I need a tissue right now. I've just made a big mess in my Ford Focus.
I won't move from this
Public
seat
now.
Public
Enemy in the back.
And then he said, we got to the arena 15 minutes before they were due on stage. I drove up to security and said, I've got the band in the back. The security looked at me as though I was having them on, but then I rolled down the windows and Chuck showed the security pass. Amazing. It was just didn't feel real. And he was just also saying how lovely Public Enemy are and that they were just such a laugh and great people. But you know, it was just amazing to see the guy's selfie that he took with them in
I see that. Hang on, lads, before you get out, I know we're in a hurry, but can I quickly get a selfie for me and the missus?
Exactly.
It's a quick one.
I know. And so I was just
Kevin Wells, boy.
You smashed it, Kevin Wells. You definitely deserve
big up, big up.
Because that's what I'm saying. I appreciate when people just step up anyway, but if you're stepping up to save the day for Public
Enemy, to have
enemy,
that initiative as well, to be like, you know what, these lot are in a they're
and
in a
I
bit
got
of a
the full
snafu.
Focus parked outside.
Hey man, I know y'all ain't used to this, but you know, y'all remember where y'all came from though, right?
Yeah. And then dude even had like Ford tweeting him where they were like, we're so pleased your Ford Focus saved the
serious
day.
That's hilarious. Ford were like, let's just get on it, let's try and get a little retweet or something out of this.
We need to make some mileage out of this profile right now. So Kevin Wells, sending this one out to you. I thought it was only correct after such an amazing night and such a wicked story. Big up Kevin Wells. This was incredible last night. Fight the Power, Public Enemy, live and direct. I think their last show is like tonight in the UK somewhere. I literally lost it. I was jumping like the whole night. That's why I'm looking hungover right now, because I was my hands in the air jumping for like hours. proper.
That's crazy.
Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. It's my Stiggy and myself, Sarah Love, coming up. Maestro is investigating.
Serious team.
But right about now, let's take it back to Sonic Classic. It's FUBAR.
Another summer. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul.
Hey.
Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Giving what you get.
to make it tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, nothing strange. People, people, we all the same, no one not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is this? My beloved, let's get down to business, mental self-defense or fitness. The rest is show.
You got to go with what you know.
Everybody see, in order to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 We've got to fight the power that be.
Just telling Mice how I'm determined to get like all of Flavor Flav's dance moves down. That's my New Year's resolution.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be.
To learn all.
I ain't gonna lie, that's okay, gonna take a while because Flavor's got his own type of moves, man.
He got Flavor.
Yeah,
and I was telling Mice as well how in the show yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm just could to end up talking about Public Enemy for the whole show. But no, how Flavor Flav did a solo on the bass guitar and a solo on the drums during the show. It was. Amazing.
That's crazy, man. So, you know, that's the last thing you'd expect him to do is jump on and then do a bass solo.
Proper. Like, he was wiling out on the bass guitar, man.
Serious.
Like, dude has got he's got chops. He's got skills. He's got chops, man.
He's got chops, bro.
But he was funky, man. So it's like he went even higher up in my estimation. And the other thing that was crazy about seeing them, there was one point when Flavor Flav was just like talking on stage and hearing his voice, I was like, wow, this voice is actually a real person's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you hear
these
it
are real
so
people.
Much. Yeah.
Like, because he's such a like caricature voice kind of thing, you know, and it's so distinctive. You forget
Brian,
that these are real people.
Remember where I'm at, right? Hey, yo, Chuck, they can't stand us, man. All that. You're like, right, he really sounds like that.
For real. It was just like, watching him speak, but jeez. No, it was so seriously, that's one of the best shows in hip hop, hands down. So if you ever get a chance, you guys need to go and check them out. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy.
Damn
and right now.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take you through the FUBAR Radio Cafe into the back room where we do a lot of investigations.
Oh.
I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, My Sack Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. And we got my man over here. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say lover. Yeah, he goes by the name of Mice Diggy. Private Eye. Investigator for you mother lovers out there. What do you got for us today, Mice Diggy?
Mice can just entertain himself.
Yeah. Yo, what else could you do? You know, serious, when you're sitting in these four padded walls, you know, what else can you do?
That's why you're so good at touring, Mice. Because we just put you on an enclosed space for extended periods of time. You'll be fine.
I'm good, man. 24 hours on the plane. Hey, that ain't nothing. Yo, yeah, my investigation this week is really, 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 really deep. Do you know what I mean? Because on the way to the studio, I often see, like, you know, a lot of dead animals on the street. Sometimes it's a pigeon. Sometimes it's a fox. I got a friend, he thinks he's a fox. Because he's like, yeah, I'm sly. You know what I mean? The foxes are in the streets now. When you see a fox now, it's daytime, broad daylight. It used to be at nighttime. They're like, right, what are you saying, bro? What are you doing here?
Yeah, like, the fox, gangster. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Proper, like, hey, you got anything for me to eat? What are you saying? You got,
trying to, like, scare them. They're looking at you like, do you think that scares me?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're the one who ends up being scared of them.
Yeah, you're the one like, right, I shouldn't be here. So my friend thinks, he's like, yeah, I'm a fox. But I was like, bruv, I don't know. When I drove past a dead fox the other day on the way to the studio, I was like, I don't know if you want to be a fox, mate. Because, you know what I mean?
First of all, they
obviously don't know their Green Cross code. They ain't got a clue about look left, look right,
look left again. Listen, think before you use your feet.
Hedgehogs knew what they were doing. Remember the hedgehog advertisement for that? They knew what they were doing. So if anything,
hedgehogs.
He should be a hedgehog.
You know,
really?
Hedgehogs are endangered species.
You serious?
I'm serious. Don't you think that's sad? Don't you remember in my day?
Hey, back in my day.
Don't you remember how you used to see hedgehogs all the time, innit?
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah,
when
actually.
When was the last time you saw a hedgehog?
Wow, that's a good point. You probably see more seagulls now than you do hedgehogs.
Oh, blatantly, because they're just like scavengers, innit?
Yeah, boy. Seagulls are angry looking birds as well. You ever seen it?
Don't
they got the sideways look at you like, bruv, what are you doing with them chips? Huh? You got to finish. And then you like, take a couple steps, turn the other way like, bruv, I'm still watching you
with
them chips.
They're like playing mind games with
you. Yeah, they mess you up.
Psyching you out as well. So it's a different technique between the fox and the seagulls.
Yeah, and pigeons are just straight like, bruv, I'll get it anywhere I can get it, whatever it is. Don't matter. I'll try. What is this?
Take any risk.
Brown paper bag. It tastes all right, but nah. Let me move on. You know, like, pigeons are just straight up scavengers. That's why I don't eat too many pigeons anymore.
Okay, you're going easy on that.
I'm joking.
But these urbanized animals, man.
I'm telling you, so
they're going to take over the globe.
Yeah, and I was thinking, right, what animal would I want to be? You know?
So not a pigeon.
Nah, not a pigeon. I'd go for more gorilla. Do you know what I mean? Because I like to keep myself clean. You might find me beating on my chest every now and again. You know,
I was wondering where that sentence was going. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't sure, you know. So I want to find out from the general public out there, all you listeners out there, hit us up at Fubar Radio on Twitter or hiphop@fubarradio.com. And please let me know what animal describes you the best and why. Serious investigations going on.
I can't wait to hear what people come out with. I'm going to let you know on the other side of this track, because speaking of Black Twang, who's performing last night at the Public Enemy concert, I promise you I'm not going to talk any more about the Public Enemy concert, okay? That's the last mention.
Yeah, let's find out. We'll be the judge of that one, Sarah.
We can add that to Are You Taking the Piss later in the show with how much you're chatting about PE.
Yeah.
And you see, I didn't exactly mention them. But no, Public Enemy, who is supporting, he has a brand new track on his EP called Pantheon. And the animal that he's talking about on this track is Panther.
All right.
And the track's pretty banging. This was sounding kind of bananas live on stage yesterday, and Brighton sort of went crazy for this one. So Black Twang's representing the Panther. I'm going to let you guys know on the other side of this. I didn't even need a second thought about this. This has been set from birth. I know what animal. My inner.
Oh, you know your spirit.
The inner beast.
Spirit guide.
Yes. So hit us up in the studio. It's Sarah Love and Mice Diggy right here. It's some brand new Black Twang for you.
It's easy to see why these big black cats are so attractive. History, and are even referred to by some as the ghost of the forest. The history of the legendary Black Panther sighting is largely debated. Some say they go as far back as the colonization of the New World.
Animalistic instincts of a panther. Put your hands up like you're screaming a man love. This one is for Hugh and Newton. Respect is due to the general, so we do salute him. Remember when the boys in blue were shooting. Remember when government troops were looting. Remember that if you're part of the problem, then you ain't part of the solution. I see false prophets standing on the podium while the allies are frying over petroleum. They're just rubbing the cream like it's simoleon, trying to take over territories like Napoleon. The system is Babylonian, created the bull and started with Cyrilonians. But the devil is a liar though, first animal instinct is survival. It's an eyeball for an eyeball, and they're hiding in the White House and Whitehall. But you know we're gonna burn them out like the final scene in Skyfall.
What is a panther? An animal that kills.
What is a panther?
An animal that kills.
What is a panther?
An animal that kills.
A panther kills.
A panther kills.
A panther.
An animal that kills.
What is a panther?
An animal that kills.
What is a panther?
An animal that kills.
A panther kills.
A panther.
A panther. Fiercely protects its offspring. I can't be standing and watching, offering nothing, bluffing. While the peoples are suffering, selling our culture for the muffins. It's not about the motherfucking money. That's what's turning this generation to zombies. Some of us want what we don't need. I try and give you what you need, but you don't want it. So know the 10-point program and the slogan. Power to the people, putting power in our own hands. Each one teach one, be your own man. So we don't bang against our own gang. Identify your strengths and the weaknesses in our community, supporting local businesses. That's the way we're gonna break the cycle. First animal instinct is survival. I'm at my brother's keeper, no, but I'm reliable. I just tell it like it is, why would I lie to you? Blind leading the blind, calling it banter. I think it's time for a new Black Panther.
Leadership to the people's revolution so we can take this country and change it. Turn it upside down and put the last first and the first last. Not only for black people, but for all people.
Is a panther, an animal that kills.
Is a panther,
an animal that kills.
Is a panther,
an animal that kills.
A panther kills.
A panther
kills.
A panther.
To us in slavery days, it took them 400 years. What was them extra 395 years for? What sort of time they was working on? British Rail time? Don't worry, we'll get there in the end. Come on. European unity. So I decided anyway to leave, you know? My next destination is going to be Africa. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going back to Africa, to the cradle of civilization, to the beginning of mankind. I'm going to commune with the forces that gave I and I my identity. The only thing stopping I and I from going there straight away is you can't get the damn cricket on the television.
brand new from Black Twang's EP Pantheon. Go and check him out. Find him on Twitter at Black Twang. That's BlackTwang. We're bringing you that brand new hip hop flyness right here on FUBAR Radio every Monday 4 until 6 p.m. with myself, Sarah Love, and the voice of Chocka Velvet King.
That's right, my beloveds.
Although today I am feeling pretty like hungover, even though I don't drink, so
you can be the voice of
what can I be the voice of? My inner animal.
Yeah, what is your inner animal anyway?
So Maestro before the break was asking what if you had to be an animal, what animal describes you best and why? And we actually have a guest in the studio joining us now, Mr. Endemic, straight out of Derby.
What's going on?
A crazy mother loving
Nottingham,
actually.
You know, what, Nottingham. Oh,
shit. I'm being Brooklyn and Queens now, so, you know.
Oh, I see. So,
Endemic.
All the way back from New York, you know. It's been almost a year, so.
But before, while the Black Twang tune was playing, we asked Endemic, okay, so which animal would you choose describe you and why?
There has to be the king of the jungle. Not just because of the Leo thing, but... You know, the whole alpha animal, alpha male kind of vibe, I think.
I like how you adapted that there to alpha animal. Yeah, because I was going to pick a lion too, but then you kind of just stole it from me. Leos are like the most hated star sign of all, isn't it? Don't you reckon?
Most hated?
Don't you reckon?
What are you talking about? People hate, I tell you who people hate the most.
Who?
They hate Capricorns.
Oh,
No, Gemini. Sorry, I'm lying.
It's
Gemini still.
People hate Geminis the most because that whole two-faced thing.
Right.
I've never met a two-headed Gemini yet.
Everyone in the studio is like, we're not Gemini.
Get out.
Maybe that's just the inner paranoia of the Leo that we think we're hated.
Yeah,
I think a lot of it is jealousy, you know what I mean? Because we like to be the star of the show. I like to be the center of attention and all them things.
Yeah.
We have to touch on that.
He's keeping it real. He's being honest. That's an honest Leo.
It's all that time in New York. This is what happens to you. You start
it's true.
Just being out there with it. What's your Chinese style? What do they call it again? Chinese.
I have no idea. Actually.
I was going to say Chinese. What are your signs? What is it? You are?
What would it be? I don't know.
Oh, well, no, you need like the maths degree to work it out and stuff. I can't just tell you on the spot. No, I think it's like the year you're born in, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's the year you're born in. But yeah, obviously,
well,
unless you're
79, so what would that be?
1979. Hey, Endemic's looking at me as I have this all memorized, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
How don't you know? Do you know what you are, Maestro?
I think I'm a monkey, but I could be wrong.
So that kind of joins in with you saying you would pick gorilla.
It's, kind of. You know, there is a big difference between a gorilla and a monkey, I'll have you know. Because, first of all, a gorilla has 5 feet now. But,
a bit of a cheeky monkey.
A bit of a cheeky monkey.
You're like, just a bit. Give me my full
No, I'm saying I'm a bit of a cheeky monkey. I'm not a full-on cheeky monkey, you know. Monkeys are a bit, you know what I mean? They're a bit dirty, isn't they?
You're also a terrifying MC.
I could be a jaguar.
Ooh.
Because people always mistake me for some other. No, I'm not a cheetah. I'm not a leopard. I'm a fucking jaguar. You know, people get mixed.
Overstand.
Right, what is that? Right, people don't really understand what a fucking jaguar is. A jaguar must get pissed off every now and again, huh?
In it proper, they're not getting.
I get mistaken for too many people. Tyrese. Bulking Woodbine. It's like you're taking a piss, bro. I'm a jaguar.
Oh, he said Bulking Woodbine. Serious. There's a really important one for the taking the piss later.
Okay.
I'll just hold it down. Speaking of mistaken people for other people, it's just completely ridiculous. But no, mine would definitely be a lion too. And my Chinese New Year sign, astrological animal.
You didn't explain the reason for the lion.
Yeah, why?
Well, no, because I'm a Leo.
Yeah, but that doesn't count though, does
it?
Because
we're fearsome warriors who will take out anybody who wants to try and bring trouble to our door, and we're going to protect our people.
You've got to take that.
Do lions protect their pride, do they really?
Or do they stray?
What are you trying to say, Mike?
I was just questioning.
What are you trying to say? This is like a 15-year friendship right now.
I'm talking about the lions, though. Not you lot, man. I'm talking about the lions.
Backtrack.
Yeah. Let's get this straight, man. Let's not get too carried away.
If anyone threatens a lion's young, that's them, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. That's well, you know, at least wait till you got some young and let's see whether.
Okay. Yeah. No, you know fair what I'm saying? Enough. But I know yeah. that saying, that's within
lions,
me anyway.
They hang about.
You don't want to mess with a lion. That's the bottom line, yeah. innit?
Lioness probably more so.
True that.
Yeah, and this is probably the right. underlines the problems in my life, really. But
that's for another program. Yeah, anyway. Wow.
Not the hip hop show. Yeah.
We haven't got to are to you taking continued. The piss yet?
Yes, exactly. No, and I'm a rooster in the Chinese thing, which I've always thought that's super lame. So I'm super hated.
Roosters are up early. They are letting everyone know, bruv, it's morning. Wake the fuck up. It's time to work. You know what I mean? Roosters, hey. See? And they got, yeah, they you know.
They got keep game
a,
too.
Yeah, they got to keep a bunch of heads ready for some plucking. Hey.
They got game.
Yeah.
But see, so it's double dose of hating, like people hating on the rooster, hating on the lion.
But anyway,
that's it.
We digress.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that we're doing a radio show. But welcome to the show, Endemic.
Thank you. Thank you,
Endemic,
sweetheart.
There's people out there listening to the show who they probably don't know who you are. And I know who you are because I've been supporting your music from time. And I see how you've been getting busy, like with UK
Very
artists
busy, man.
And American Brilliant. Artists for years now, you know. And I'm just so impressed with your hard work. Kind of Not thing that you've put into this, because I know how difficult it is to make all these things happen. But who is Endemic for people who don't know? School them.
Like a producer, I was born in, grew up in Morden, in fact, till I was a teenager. But then the rest of the time, I was in
Morden.
East Midlands, Morden,
as in London.
But I lived in Leicester, and then Nottingham was when I was like, you know, coming up in the game and producing and all that. And I come out with Terminal Illness 1. Which had a bunch of UK and US artists.
What year
on.
Was that?
It was 2009. So, you know, Wim was down on One Extra and then.
Yeah,
and then,
you and Capo
you know,
came
stuff
through
with
to
Capo
the
as well and all them. Then I had albums out with Dot Down Records and Rusty Jux. You know, much collaborations with Ill Bill, Sky Zoo, all them thing. And then I've been working in New York for the last 2 years and living in Brooklyn and Queens. And, you know, putting out albums through my own distribution in the West Coast. Big shout out to IDC Distribution, my man Steph and Franz. You know, just got my visa extension as well, so that's why I'm back in London.
Oh, so you're
getting
just here on
stamp,
holiday.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I see.
Well,
you
actually, it's kind of business and personal because, you know, me and Scorsese hooked up again and we're going to be doing a little EP. We're going to be recording that in the next couple of weeks.
Scorzilla.
That's going to be very dope.
So what? How is it that you've made all these link-ups happen with these other, with these American artists and things? Because I'm sure there's lots of producers out there where they would dream to work with Duck Down or... You know, so how have you made all these transatlantic hookups happen?
Because I was working, you know, with a lot of people just over the internet and going there in 2009, 2010, just visiting and everything. But when I moved there, you know, I moved to Crown Heights, which is like Park Place and Nostrum, which is the hood, big up Skanks, Ills, all them, which
have
is Rusty Jux people.
Have you bumped into Lewis Parker when you've been out there?
I think I've seen him once, in fact, at Lit Lounge.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Anyway, we
that's a big place though, isn't it? It's not like, you know, like, they all in the same, like, we just go to this bar. This is the hip hop bar here.
For English people. Hip hop bar for English people this way.
But as far as that, like, we had the studio set up in the Crown Heights, you know, so we, you know, have our man Easy Mo B come down through.
Love him.
Wow. You know, I tracked out a beat from his SP-1200, which is the machine that made all the Biggie and Tupac songs. You know, that's like one of my people, my mentors out there.
I love that guy.
Had
and
Immortal
he's
Technique
just so
come
undersung.
Through, Shabam Shadiq, you know, everybody, the first 6 months come through. And then I moved to East New York, which is the hood out there. And, you know, work with Dark M and all them people, all the gods and all that. I'm actually living in Queens now because I moved out there with Tragedy, you know.
Did it get, why it got... Did it get hectic and you're saying it was
Nah. They all got my back, man. Trust me. You know what I mean?
Whereabouts in Queens are you living?
It's Jamaica.
Okay. We've got plenty of friends in Southside. Yeah.
Has it been a big transition then, like moving from Nottingham to New York?
I mean, I don't know. Brooklyn is like more like the England. Like, you know, that's for sure. Because of the Caribbean influence and everything, you know what I mean? So it's like a lot of people.
I've never heard
like,
anyone compare Brooklyn to England before.
No, absolutely. He's saying it's the closest one out of
The closest one out of the whole borough is because of all the Caribbean, the Trinis, you know what I mean, Jamaica, everything. You know what I'm saying? So they like looking at me going, he's white, and saying, you know, you know? So it's like, it's definitely, you know.
Easier transition.
Right.
And then you have
and the best borough in New York, you know. So
what?
Yeah. Even though you're in Queens now.
Even though I'm
that.
In Queens now.
I think it depends.
Sorry, Trash.
I think it depends where you're at. Because same way how it's like gentrification is just killing the vibe in London, in my opinion. It's like going to certain parts of Brooklyn. It's like, this isn't cool, man. This is just boring.
Absolutely.
But it's like Brick Lane. Brick Lane used to have vibes to it because it had like a real essence to it. Like to me, Brick Lane and Williamsburg, you can kind of superimpose those areas on top of each other. Of course, there's great things going on there. There's nice little
But Williamsburg's kind of hipster bitch ass shit. Whether you go to the hood, it's different. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Yeah, so absolutely. I think it depends
hipsters
where in
need
Brooklyn
love
you
too,
are.
Guys, man. What's all this about?
I didn't say anything. I didn't abuse the hipsters.
Hey,
I didn't
hipsters
say their
make
name.
The world go round, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They keep pastel colours out there in.
I think the best thing is just, you know, not really anything to do with the music, but just building with everybody in the community and being, you know, accepted and I'm one of them. You know what I mean?
So what?
That is really what kind of drew me to it. You know what I mean? So shouts to everybody there. You know what I mean?
But Queens is still cool though. Queens is still good.
Absolutely. You know, big guys. We go to Goblin Studios in Long Island City. You know what I mean? So anybody from the UK and London, you have to definitely go there because everybody passes through there from, you know, Sean Price, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
No doubt. You know, to the Beatnuts, to Cormega, to Trage and Flush and everybody like that. So,
but let's hear something from this latest project. What, you have a project about to come out, or is it already
dropped? This is just actually a digital single, you know, which is recorded at Goblin Studios, by the way. So this is like Tragedy, Flush and Not So, you know what I mean?
You know what, I think Royal Flush is a really underrated MC. Like, you don't hear him get enough props, and I just feel like
he's definitely coming back. He's been more active now than he has been since the Get a Millionaire album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what is that about? Do you know why that is? Because it's interesting.
Life got real, son.
It's his relationship with Trad. You know, they've been going about doing all the shows and everything the last few years. So he, you know, they've just been working together and you know, building all the albums. They got like a little Queens Fine or Queens versus Everybody or something like that compilation. I got a couple joints on that as well.
Oh, nice, man.
So
and so this track,
Flush is my man. You know, big up Flush.
And so this track is just the single. It's just this.
It's a single coming out next week.
I see.
That's
what I was confused about. But it's Tragedy, Gaddafi, Royal Flush. It's just them two.
Not so.
This is on. We're speaking to Endemic right now in the studio, and we're gonna premiere. This is world premiere.
That is a world premiere.
Yeah, I forgot to bring my drums to do the drum roll.
But we'll get straight into it. You're locked into Fubar Radio. Sarah Love and Maestro. We're talking to Endemic right about now. Hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com.
Tragedy, Gaddafi, streets and promises. Bloodfucker, read about it, we hitting the papers, Queens capers. Massive lush shit, about that biz, no vapors. Cutting my block, niggas are outdated. Tie you in the basement, wife is screaming a raper. Hammers on the deck, jam sport full of tasers. Tragedy rocking a necklace full of razors. Pass that on the VR, niggas are fucking facing. Decorate queens in your flesh, isn't on nature. Politic warfare, Congress rally wars. Euros out of overseas, Cali tours. Foul Monday, now my whole week is fucked up. CDL came out of jail, now I'm trucked up.
Nigga, what? Homie, I grin with skin open up. Poison with the pen, AIDS, oxygen, throw it up.
She's plague and pestilence mixed with raw violence. Me falling off like a rabbi, kissing the Kaaba. I'm a survivor, Sahaba, hit you with a llama. My mind's like a combination of Buddha and Alice. Sick as militant, illegitimate type lyricist. What I spit is verbal horror flicks mixed with syphilis. Foes feel an impact quick like when a missile hit. Money's the root of evil, to me it's the lack of it. Pistol whip, you pull out my dick and make your bitch suck it. Fuck it, hate it or love it, when I'm rhyming I thug it. Pedigree to bridge legacy, homie, nothing above it. I scar niggas' organs, splash their arteries. Streets bury my soul in blood, store my heart away. I gem star your A&R for trying to take the art away. All the war's execution, your flesh rot away. Watching me like they seen a Maserati swerve away. Mock day anime, the name hold a lot of weight. Never
sleep, I rest. When I sleep, I'm inside of my grave. Dark like a mother putting a child in a microwave, or like a pope making a nun swallow a razor blade. Spit with a killer say, moving the illest way. Queens where the villains play, cut from the illest grade. Made man, self-made, wealth is the mind frame. Never really was a game, y'all niggas been afraid.
Look, when I sleep, I got a Mac on me. For any slight sound in the max off me. A true hustler, I got them packs on me. So my life attribute is a long story. Look inside my face, will you ride for me? Do 25, even fry for me. Your wife catch me cheating, will you lie for me? And break down a brick and sell a pie for me. You ain't got a lot of crave to get paid. See me on the island with a switchblade. I'm living real life, y'all niggas bitch made. Before I went to school, I brought an AK. Man, I'm living like a giant here. That talk shit, but in my life, y'all really live in fear. I got a gun on me, keep it like some extra gear. I got an extra gun laying in my underwear.
Just in case.
I'd rather talk before I shoot first. I'd rather lay the hook before I do a verse. I'm happy that you shot me because I fucked a nurse. I'm a legend in this rap game like Cool Herc. Cool Herc.
Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike.
In case, just in case.
I'm just giving you a warning before you get yourself in trouble there, letting you know that I'm turning the microphone on, endemic.
Yes.
No, I don't want to end anyone's career around here.
Yeah, just because you might have been saying something that somebody over there that you know might not want to hear. But
no,
yes, anyway,
getting into
on
it.
With the show.
On with professionalism. That was sounding very
just
nice.
In case you wanted to know.
You know, and I hadn't had a chance to actually listen to the song before we got on air today. So I was taking, and normally as a rule, I wouldn't play anything without hearing it because I need to kind of co-sign this. So I did take a bit of a gamble there.
But that's, I mean, it. Considering we got you on the show, I think, you know, co-sign. Yeah.
And the inner
inevitable.
Lion in me, I could easily rugby
up.
Tackled the song off the airwaves if necessary, No, but that was very cool.
Rugby tackle.
When is that coming out?
Next week on a digital single.
Mm.
So it's called Counter-Strike. You can get that on iTunes, all that, you know.
How was it putting that track together with those guys?
That was just one of the many sessions we have up at Goblin Studios, as mentioned before, in Long Island City. So I think I just went up there to do a song with Traj, and then we were just all vibing, and then Nutso and Flush just ended up jumping on it, and you know, that was that.
Vibes and things.
Yeah, there you go.
So is it a case of like, so when you, with the situations like that, when you're going to the studio then, do you make sure you got a batch that are like free, you know, a batch of beats that you know are...
Yeah, you definitely have to come loaded. I think my man Juju from the Beat Nuts, you know, always told me, like one time I went up there, it's like, yo, where's your stick, son? Because I was used to take my USB stick, and one time I didn't take it, he goes, yo, what are you doing? You need to bring it every time.
All the time, just in case.
So after
right?
that, I had my, you know, USB stick loaded up with beats every time I went there.
And so, you find that joints are just popping up here and there? Just
yeah, that's it. You know, like, there'd be mad people passing through there, mad people in Brooklyn, so you have to be prepared, as they say. So, you know.
How are you finding living in New York, though, like as a UK person?
It's crazy. I just find it like, you know, they're just embracing me. And
we love your accent, man.
Yeah, that's it. I think Jay Ronin like said to me the other day, he was, yo, nobody's ever said anything bad about you. And I was like, they don't know me too well, man.
He's like, yeah, I was just
obviously
checking.
I'm joking.
He's like, my plan is working. I'm checking them all.
They're being fooled. No, but it's good. It's an advantage being a white British guy, I think. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Definitely. Because I think it makes you stand out in it, like in the sea of hungry producers.
Absolutely.
Who are all
absolutely.
Doing the pilgrimage to Manhattan.
Right.
So you releasing this stuff via your own label, or what's the deal?
It's like I have a distribution deal with my employer, Stefan Franz and IDC Distribution, which is actually in California.
Oh, right.
So they're like, you know, my visa sponsor and employer and everything. I'll do everything through them, and then, you know, there's other situations going off as well. But that's primarily, you know, my outlet. So,
and how are you finding it? Because at the moment, like a lot of producers, I see producers talking about, you know, it's not the same as it used to be in terms of like making it, you know, a career. like being able to feed yourself.
Right. And I mean, the thing is, I have so many up and coming artists that I've just produced whole albums and EPs for all year long. You know, that makes it viable. You know, so you know, we have to shout out some of these guys. The whole EP I've done for some guys in Limoges, France, I think.
Yeah, man. Shout
them
out, bro.
Athens, Greece, and then my man in Perth, Australia. That they Who's actually that? Bought Perth. A whole album worth of beats, but they all got Duck Down artists on the album.
Sorry,
too.
The Perth dudes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
So they're
nice.
MCs.
JR, I think they got Onyx and all them things, you know what I mean?
MCs or producers, you're saying in Perth?
The MCs.
Okay, but then they're doing collaborate.
Yeah, so they bought a whole album worth of beats from me, but then they got everybody from Duck Down on the project. So that's another one. There's another guy from Queens who's just bought a whole album worth. I got a shout out my man from Lewisham. My man, you see her, Anthony, was good blood, you know what I mean? We've been out today. He bought a whole album worth of beats, you know.
Nice.
You know, he gets the London niceness.
Yeah.
But
out here grafting, man.
That's it.
The way
that's
to do it,
it,
though, right?
Exactly, because, you know, they see you doing all these things, and, you know,
turning
I could be
time,
fair.
Things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, this is what can be the deal clincher, isn't it?
How does, because we always got a bunch of MCs locked in, how could they
Speaking
get in touch?
Speaking of turning up on time.
Just go to Twitter or anything, at Endemic Emerald. In fact, the new name is Endemic Emerald.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you
Which was
about
given
that.
To me by Hellraiser.
Okay.
Wow.
From Sons of Man. We was chilling at Killer Priest's birthday bash last year.
As you do.
Yeah, you know. It's
you
just
know,
like,
it's just round at Killer Priest's house. I mean.
In Bed-Stuy, and my man Joe
Jager
Fatal's
shots.
Bar.
Yeah.
On Bedford Ave and all them.
Who?
And Joe Fatal. He's actually he actually produced half of the Intelligent Hoodlum album with.
Wow.
Large Professor.
Serious.
So he's like an old school guy, one of Tragedy's best friends. You know, big shout out to Joe Fatal. Go down to Why Not Bar on Bedford Ave if you're ever in Brooklyn. But so Hellraiser was there and he was like, okay, you know, you need to take this to the next thing, you know what I mean? Take it to the next step. And he's like, your beats shine like a jewel, you know? So this the Emerald now. And you know, that's much respect to that guy because, you know, he obviously had a situation with his health and everything the last few years.
Oh,
and,
what happened
you
with
know.
Him?
Yeah, the brain aneurysm.
Oh my Serious? Goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, but...
Man, I used to love Hellraiser shit, man.
Exactly, you know?
Oh,
wow.
Sweet.
How
not.
Is he doing? Is he recovering?
You know, he's slowly recovering and everything, but I think he's doing a more of executive production thing. You know, he lives up in Connecticut now, but...
Oh,
you know,
serious?
You know, one of my close people, in fact, who I first started working with from Tell Me Illness One Day, so it meant a lot, and I definitely wanted to, you know, kind of do a relaunch with the whole add-on to the name. So big
so
shout to my man Kron, you
Endemic
know,
Endemic Emerald. Sorry, I'll make sure I give you
yeah,
your
yeah,
title.
Yeah, that's
Endemic
it. I just
Emerald.
Wanted to add that.
Okay.
You
know? Now, well, that's good to know. Anyway, that's what we like to do here on Food Bar Radio.
Not
clarify.
That, thank you.
And you know, this show really is about the listeners, so we've got to send the shouts out to Broken Soul Boy locked into the show, Dan B locked in, KB, Mantis, plenty of you locked into the show, and
shout
you've been
to
getting
Paul Costa,
Sam mate.
Davis. Jesus, they're all locked in today, mate.
Yeah, enough people actually were shouting out the show to me in Brighton yesterday at the live concert I went to that I won't mention again, I promise. But no, and also people are hitting us up telling us about the
what's going
Scorzilla.
On, Scores?
Shout to Scores,
Scorsese blood, what's
good? Scorsese blood.
Oh, I love him, man. And yes, but you've also been shouting it because Maestro's been investigating this week about your inner animal.
Serious
Keep it
investigations.
Clean,
yeah, man. Look, there's some shit. I've been covering this for about, what, 25 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, the way you said that, I was like, you know, this is part of my thesis that I've been writing for the last 7 years.
This is serious shit, though. Look, Sharon, shout out to Sharon in Guildford, yeah?
Oi, oi, Sharon!
So, all right, Shaz, how's it going? She says,
Shazza.
Hey, I'd be a big, beautiful fox. Well, I already am, TBH.
Oh!
I think that means to be honest. She's
I'm
really
loving it. Go on, Shazza.
Go on, Shaz.
Go on,
right,
Shazza.
Shazza Guildford, a
Bigging
beautiful
herself.
Fox.
But wait, hold on, hold on. Shazza deserves one of them.
Big up, big up.
Go on, Shazza.
Yeah, but she wasn't listening to what I was saying about the foxes earlier, but...
Yeah,
that
but she kind of gave it another twist with the big, beautiful, is that
big,
what she said?
Yeah, she said a big, beautiful fox.
Big TBH. Big
Go on, TBH in capitals as well. Shout to Riley. Riley says, I would be a cat because all I want to do
Take liberties.
Is sleep and be petted and fed. Damn, what kind of cat?
No, but my dad the other day was saying that
maybe it's the jaguar thing going on again, you know?
No, but cat is kind of just like living furniture, isn't it, really? So you're just like there. You're alive, but it's just like.
But you see, they've got, they're pretty deep. Cats have got two, they got a couple of different purrs. That's how you work out where, you know, what's
whether
going on.
They're about to attack you or whether they like you,
So you
and they've got like
man.
As many homes as they like too, and cats are pretty versatile creatures. That's a good one. Who was that, sorry?
They're territorial as well, cats. Riley.
Riley. Go on, right. Riley's put thought. And well, hey, lion is the king of cats, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know, props to you and everything, but I'm trumping you with the lion.
Oh no, if you put a jaguar next to a lion, you might see a different outcome. But who am I to say? But Mick in Finsbury Park.
Oi, oi, Finsbury Park. I love Finsbury Park. But Finsbury Park has been choked by the gentrification as well. And it's breaking my heart.
Listen, all we want to do is just move in. What's wrong with you?
All we want is another coffee shop.
It's cool to be here, isn't it?
And a gastropub.
Can I pay my way to be cool?
Please, no more gastropubs. No more coffee shops. We don't need any more of that.
Yeah, gastropubs don't even sound like you should really be eating there.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like, you come in here and get some gas, mate.
Which comedian is it? Is it Chris Rock who does that sketch about eating at the strip club? And he's like, there's something wrong with you if you're eating dinner at the strip club. Hey, I don't need to know what you guys do at the strip club. Yeah,
you know, chicken wings.
Okay.
Chicken wings.
It doesn't sound
watermelon.
Like a good idea to me either.
So Mick in Finsbury Park, I don't know how we got to the strip club from Finsbury Park, but
it's my twisted brain, mice.
This is what you've done, Mick. Mick says, if I was an animal, I'd be a cheater, in brackets, who never gets caught. So I could pass exams and win the affection of beautiful ladies without their boyfriends knowing about it.
Oh.
Well, they would now, Mick.
Because
you just sent us that message saying that, but that was pretty deep.
Pretty
you'd
out there.
Be
I'm
a cheater.
I'm liking how direct Mick is though.
He's putting it out there.
Like,
I mean,
Endemic T is just like, hey man,
you gotta be
this
in
what
it.
I represent.
Well, you can't blame him, but
Mick,
let's see how that works for you, Mick.
You need to keep it on the down low if you want to succeed in them things.
So let us know, man. Keep tweeting at FUBAR Radio. At FUBAR Radio. And also hiphop@fubarradio.com. Let us know what animal describes you the most and why, mother lovers.
You're chilling for a little bit, right, Endemic Emerald?
Of course, of course.
You're
gonna
always hear
some
give
thank you.
Or
thank
EE. Oh no, they already took that, didn't they? That phone company or something. We won't call you that. Endemic Emerald.
E double, son.
E double.
Emerald.
Eric Sermon.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a bit too close because the Emerald is green.
E
he's got green
maybe.
Eyes.
I don't know.
You know?
Ooh, I was actually going to play that today. Also, the brand new Eric Sermon, too. But first, what I wanted to play, do you know this producer from out here called Jazz T?
I do, yeah. Big up Jazz T, man. Yeah, that's my man.
Yes. He has just dropped a very cool album with a wicked list of MCs on there. So I wanted to play the lovely FUBAR listeners another track off of Jazz T's new album. This one features Jest. It's called The Lesson. Remember to keep in touch with the show. Coming up very soon, we have Split Profits about to step up into the studio. Are you guys having a good chuckle there?
Yeah.
Behind
shout
with
to
me
Hamzilla.
Not seeing what's on the screen.
Hamzilla say, this guy dropping names every 5 seconds. The game ain't got nothing on him. Lol. Queens is the Boris still.
Lol.
Yeah,
like,
the
so
lolly between
I was, sorry, was he
where
from
Where you at
Lancashire?
In Queens, bro? Where you at in Queens, bro?
He's out here, man. That's what's even funny.
Oh, come on.
Shout out to Hamzilla, man.
I don't know about that.
No, but
I live in Queens. Did you want that one out too?
Yeah.
What was dude's name, sorry?
Hamzilla.
Hamzilla! Thanks for tuning into the show. We'd love to have you here. And I hope you're going to like this tune too. It's brand new Jest, Zygot, Jaeger. This is The Lesson on the new Jazz T album. Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. It's my Stiggy and myself, Sarah Love, till 6.
Yep.
Yo, heavens to Murgatroyd, I'm out for Murgaboy. Burn the joint, serve beef like a burger joint. Knocking toys out the box like a Happy Meal. My flow's like kryptonite to the man of steel. With the green glow, the most highly rated gringo. With the overinflated ego, your numbers up like bingo. It's been known the biddy brimstone's poisonous with the ink flow. But coming off the head like Hussein, I keep it underground like a troop train. I ain't chasing mass appeal or the massive deal. Keep a classic feel still hotter than the Catherine wheel. Every cap I peel leave a numb skull exposed. My cleaver leaves the meat hanging off your funny bone. I move unseen deep in the undergrowth. Leap out, cut your throat beyond the Thunderdome.
I'm gonna teach you how to rap.
Class is in session.
I'm gonna teach you how to rap.
basic, your brand name ain't official. My fan base worship me like a pagan ritual. Your discography is thinner than a paper tissue. Fucking with this, it's gonna be a major issue. I ain't got a dish you, I got militias like Mogadishu. Supreme being like the god Vishnu. Nocturnal vigil, I pen the verse with the vivid visual. Keeping it individual, while you clones on a bogus tip. I'm prone to rearrange your face like a photo fit. If I got a bone to pick, what a big hole to dig and dig. Holding his dick, fronting like he knows he's the shit. Splitting wigs, toupees and hair pieces. Prepared the thesis, the professor is a rare genius. Jazz tears the head, I'm like Ofsted. These other rappers get no respect, they're just supply teachers.
Wanna teach your ass a rap?
Classes in session.
Wanna teach your ass a rap,
You must learn.
They don't do it like me, yeah. No, underground or mainstream, yeah. No, brimstone jazz tea, yeah. Yo, this is the new supreme team, yo. Yo, they don't do it like me, yeah. No, underground or mainstream, yeah. No, brimstone jazz tea, yeah. Yo, this is the new supreme team, yo. Yo,
let's go.
Brand new from Jazz Tea. The album is called Run the Changes. That is out right about now. That track is featuring Jess. He's also got J-Zone on that album. Is J-Zone from Queens? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Queens, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
And he also has Ransom Bad Bones on there. Love that dude. Whole gang
he's
of dope,
Queens,
dope
though.
MC. Who isn't from Queens? He's straight out of Islington, I think. And yeah, so so no, go and check it out. I'm going to be playing you more music from there over the course of the show. So you need to keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. With myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. You fast.
But right now, we are joined by some more very special guests live up in the studio.
Yes, we've got my brothers right here, boy. Oh, my Bristolian brothers, you know what I mean? We got that kid, Rezwan, from the Split Profits, my beloveds. What you lot saying?
Chillin'. Funk billing.
Happy to be here.
Are you guys originally from Bristol?
Yeah.
PS3.
You know what? That's one thing that I love in this country is all the accents we have.
The accents.
I'm just excited just to listen to you talk.
It's mad, accents. Isn't it? When it's weird how, because it's not even that far. How long is it to get here from Bristol? About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But you know how the accents can change so drastically, so innit?
Across
weird.
The city as well, man. You go to South Bristol,
yeah,
and it's strong, you know what I mean?
It's even strong.
Yeah, the force is strong. And then you go
different
to Somerset
twangs,
and it's
Yeah, it's true, because you guys aren't, you're not as strong as some of the people like Bristol. Yeah, I tell you what, mate.
Yeah.
My dad's from London, do you know what I mean?
So you kind of got a mixture. That's funny, man.
And how's the scene in Bristol then nowadays, lads?
It's good, I reckon. It's doing all right. It's better than it was.
And you guys have been busy.
We've been busy,
Very busy.
Always busy.
There's a release. Because there's always a release every month. I feel like every month I've seen one of you guys are talking about, it's out. It comes out this Monday. What's the release at the moment? Is it a Split Profits album? Is that correct?
Delta Bravo Kilo.
Where did the phonetic alphabet
yeast inspiration behind that come from?
Just a crew.
Without getting yourself into too much trouble.
Alan Partridge.
That was it. Yeah, it was Alan Partridge.
No, it didn't come from Alan Partridge.
It's like a family of people. It represents a lot of people, like graphers, hip hop artists, different people from around Bristol. Do you know what I mean? Like a big family of people.
Yeah, so all Bristol centric.
Yeah. It's just a big group of us, basically. That you know. Not just the people that are in Split Profits, but the whole gang, basically. That's why we called it that. It's out on the 19th of December.
Mm-hmm.
The first, like, full crew album.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How many are in the crew?
Eight.
Seven.
Look, even got,
seven.
Well, I kicked him out last night, so.
Yeah. I didn't get to tell you about that yet.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, man. There's two people that were part of it that aren't anymore. It's no, like, we haven't fallen out or anything like that. It's just, you know what I mean, gone our separate ways.
And how did, like, the whole crew come about in the first place, anyway?
Like, a load of us met through skating when we were a kid. We've grown up together, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of us have grown up together from, like, 11 years old. And then it kind of went into graffiti and then into hip hop and rapping and stuff like that, do you know what I mean? And from there it's kind of built. But it's always, most of us have known each other for years. Since we were like 15.
I love how Bristol has such a deep hip hop, well, just deep music history anyway, but then like it's a proper centre for hip hop too.
Yeah, that's it, man. It's there's a lot going on there, and there has been for a long time. But it just, you know, it's quite intimate, I suppose. You know, like, not as many, there's loads of people doing stuff there, but they're not many of them pop out and, like, you know, proper get known and stuff like that. So yeah,
so what do you think the difference is? How come you guys have managed to break through? Where, 'cause I think the guys before you were probably like Aspects. There was a group called Aspects.
And Numbskulls as well.
But you've surpassed even where, you know, the amount of like output you guys have been doing, as well as like where you've been travelling to.
I think like the times are different now as well, isn't it?
Make sure you're like leaning into the mic.
I think times are different now as well. Internet is fully popular.
I reckon it was the timing that we had as well, man. The timing that we had in Bristol, there was like a space, you know what I mean? Sayfire were killing it, in my opinion. They were like a crew that came just before us, but they didn't really get the recognition they deserved, in my opinion. But there was, I mean, there's loads of people doing stuff, but there was a space for like a crew of people doing hip hop, you know what I mean? Making boom bap and like bringing that kind of flavour to it, and it wasn't really happening, do you know what I mean? So I think we kind of filled a gap. Like, and we got there in the right time, do you know what I mean? That's part of it anyway, and just having the connects with the videos and...
Yeah, because I see you've got some crazy amount of hits on your videos.
Yeah.
That's all that matters now.
Exactly. I don't care if you go rap or not. Basically, no.
Do you think like part of that as well is a big thing, like the whole social networking thing, and you, like there being enough of you to make sure that your names are always out there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
making
it's
that connection.
Like,
professionalism.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
So it's the difference between making video. That's what and it then is. Yeah, no, I'm missing. go on.
Do you know what? I can't even remember what I was saying now.
What producers are you guys working with? Are they all Bristol-based people?
Yeah, pretty much. Obviously, we work with other people, but mainly it's Bad Habits and, for me, Bailey's Brown as well, which are... people that
I had a few people on my previous album as well. We do work with a lot of people though, man. It's spread out across. Like I've worked with Evil Ed, you know what I mean? Recluse.
Oh, I love Evil Ed. Yeah, just the other day I was listening to that track, The Tournament, you know, the track, The Tournament, The Task Force. That tune is banging.
That tune is banging. Shout out to Ed.
Today. Yeah. Maybe we might have to play that right now. But and I also noticed that you guys never send me music.
No, I brought you some in the flesh.
Good.
Yeah, I brought you some CDs. That's what I did.
A CD. Well, that's wonderful.
See, that's taking it back. Now Sarah's like, damn, I ain't even got anywhere to put these CDs.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? Speaking of Evil Ed, the tournament, I was gonna play something from the new Diamond D album, but I'm just gonna play this anyway. Yeah. But you guys are hanging around because we want to hear you lot spit as well later in the show. And also, Maestro has a question for you. I don't know if you heard earlier. Maestro has been making some very serious, like life-changing investigations in today's show. So yeah, we're gonna need to get your opinion on that too. You're tuned into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, my Stiggy right here, coming up very soon.
Yeah, boy.
Exactly. We're gonna have them throwing things down on the microphone, as well as some other very fly MCs joining us as well. And as long as that is working, which doesn't seem to be working, unfortunately.
Okay. Well.
In that case, it will be brand new Diamond D. So yes, no, Diamond D's got a really dope album out called The Dying Piece. This tune is Where Is The Love, featuring Talib Kweli, Elzai and Sky Zoo. Wow. So some very fire spitters for you guys to follow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with
you. You ready? So keep it locked to Fubar Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Fubar Radio 2.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? Fuck. Mary, rock canary cuts where the snitches get stitches because they cut canaries. I'm very blunt, but words are fierce. Stuff is heavy. Trust you got virgin ears, then I'm busting cherries. Strawberry blunts, got them coughing. MC steady front, I got them coffins.
My nigga, where's the love?
Step into my office. For those who don't know, they don't show no love and keep it secret so I won't know. I'm so passionate, my presence make you insecure. These whack questions get flipped back on me.
submit to viewers, they like describe yourself. I'm like, this your job, ain't you ascribe yourself? These niggas lazy guy, we stay involved, we off the books like librarians. They beef like vegetarians, civilizing barbarians. I'm vilified like a villain, it's so nefarious. The chariots of fire, a freedom fighter like Harriet.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? My nigga, where's the love? Fuck.
I don't know.
My nigga,
if you really
love
me, let me know and show that you appreciate me. Cause life hasn't been too easy lately. It's down in the dump smoking, sipping on cups of crown, going through these ups and downs like jump roping. Thinking I should've listened when they suggested I learn the trade, go to school, read a book, earn a grade, and then return your pay. Instead of dealing with promoters that are janky, coming off a flight, trying to be polite, but I'm cranky cause they didn't pick me up. Hotel far from swanky, and they full of sob stories like they bought the Yankee hanky. Yet the show still go on and they thank me, but fuck them, just to put it frankly. And if you really love me, let me know. I'm sick of the guessing, I should be who y'all pick or requesting. Imagine if you put your heart in this and it's ripped apart from the start finish. It would feel like they was kicking your chest in.
Where's the love? Where's the love? Where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
With the love that we was just hearing of. Blood on the leaves to lead you to where we was. We both now and never like we was comparing drugs. Our heartbeat ain't the same, so it ain't no comparing us. With the love, where the stand tall next to you by any means. I was there for heavy frames, tell them pick a scene. And when it get to me, consider it past tense. And if I gave you my word, then you don't gotta ask if. If they don't live it the same, then cut they living off. Cause right or wrong, I showed you what I was living for. In the dark, I never fuck with all the padlocks. I overcharge y'all for that half knocks. I pay it forward. The best that it's you under, you doing math. My approach too nice on the beat and they call it crass. The irony or whatever should come with it. But I forever look in the mirror and love the vision. With a love, eh? My nigga, where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
I don't know.
My nigga, where's the love?
My nigga, where's the love?
The Dime Piece is the name of that album, brand new from Diamond D. Like, he's a pretty important producer, if you ask me. I'm sure Endemic's probably bucked up on him in Queens at some point while he's been living out there. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my Sticky. And right now, we're joined by the Split Prophets. It's so lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, stay close to the microphones, so then the people at home can hear you nicely in their ear.
Yeah, we've got that kid and Rez One up in here. So there's seven of you lot now, yeah?
Yeah.
But you managed to whittle it down to just you two getting the shine.
Yeah.
You're onto it. Yeah.
We got
you're
told no more people could come through, but...
How do you...
You're firing shots live on the radio. No.
I got the drama. Let me get my popcorn. So how do you guys... Well, this might even cause more, but how do you... share like the amount of work that has to be done in terms of, because you're releasing stuff yourselves, right? Is it Split Prophets?
Split Prophets Records. Yeah, man, we've done everything off our own back. It's hard, you know what I mean, because everyone's got jobs and everyone's got like girls and rare tear tear, you know what I mean? So there's
real
the
life
other, real life exactly yeah. So separating work and people doing even shares is quite hard to get right, but it's starting to work, do you know what I mean? It works and then it stops working and then it works and some people are putting loads of work and everyone else will chill and then they'll chill and, do you know what I mean? So it kind of does work itself out.
So who's the boss man, or how many of you guys actually say, all right, this is what we should do, and or do you have a meeting? How does it work?
Hey guys, I'm trying to find out if you got a union going on. You know what I mean?
Like meetings happens.
Yeah,
meetings happen. I mean, yeah. It's a meeting.
we do have meetings. Look at this, KG, they get a bit.
They get funny, but yeah, nah.
When everyone's pushing like, in the same direction is cool, do you know what I mean? When we've got like seven people trying to do different things, it gets complicated.
Bad habits,
you know what I mean? Bad habits is the kind of general, that's what we call him, the general.
He's the producer, bad habits.
He's the DJ, he's the daddy, producer. Do you know what I mean? He's kind of holding, he's the guy who got us all together as well.
Like, and he can just keep...
I'd say he's like the RZA of...
Yeah, kind of, do you know what I mean?
And he's just good at keeping things like running smoothly as well. He's quite a placid...
Yeah, classic he's quite guy. A cool, calm, yeah, collected yeah, guy, yeah, innit? So yeah, he yeah, makes yeah, it. He's yeah. the
makes life easier.
Yeah, yeah crack the whip when he needs to. Yeah, you know, mm, but yeah
and that
yeah,
often needs to happen calm. In hip hop, yeah, doesn't it?
It does.
But no, shouts out to Winchester locked into the show, Iceberg, Tim, and everybody hitting us up at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. And yeah, Mice has been investigating very serious issues today, and we have to ask all of our guests for the answers too. So, Mice.
That.
Yep.
What animal describes you the most and why?
Oh,
this is serious shit I'm trying to find out. You know, change the world with this shit.
I mean, look, it's a hard question to answer.
As yeah, it's, that's
as
exactly
it is such
why.
A serious question.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that I could label myself as, like, one animal.
Well, go on. Fill us in. This well, is the problem I have, okay. You know what I mean?
Because some days I'm a sloth. Like, wow. I feel like a sloth. I just... You know,
that's recovering from hangover days.
Dig a hole and yeah, which is a lot of days. Yeah. So it's that, or then some days I'm not a sloth when I'm not recovering from the hangover.
And then you're a human.
Well, yeah, then I'm a human.
Then you're human.
Yes, slash like crazy ape or something. Like,
see the apes.
Yeah.
See the apes.
I was like, we've got two yeah. lions, two yeah. apes. Yeah. So we can build on that. And you had a pretty immediate answer to the question.
It's because I get called it all the time. Do you know what I mean? I get called the seagull. So
we were kind of we weren't gunning seagulls before they
yeah,
came.
You can't gun seagulls. Man.
We're talking about how seagulls are like on it. They like you know yeah. they get what
they're
they
hustlers,
want.
Man.
They show. Pigeons yeah. like, look, oh, let me show you how I to do this for you. Yeah. Yeah. They'll be like, bruv, this is how you food. Get the food. You just walk
yeah.
up to the...
Yeah. the technique, the side-eye.
You got, yeah, pigeons are like the ultimate side-eyes. I mean, seagulls, sorry, they're the ultimate side-eyes. They'll be like, look, bruv, this is how...
Because they got them crazy eyes as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, you don't really right. know what they're capable of.
That's my people.
You don't know what they're
thinking.
Don't know what they're thinking.
But yes, keep it locked to Food Bar Radio because very soon we're going to be opening the mic. So we're going to hear from you guys, spitting some bars for us too. And also in the studio, almost ready to step in, we have another two MCs to join us as well. Luna C is going to be stepping up and Chew as well. So you need to keep it locked. And also every week we have a section of the show called Are You Taking the Piss?
Okay.
And so this is basically where we ask the listeners, like, every week, what this week has made you say, are you taking the piss? So,
yeah,
you guys would need to when people turn up on time. No, and so, yeah, so we're going to be asking you about that later too. But in the meantime, I actually do have something classic from Evil Ed for you. Big tune, Evil Ed produced, featuring Task Force on this track. It's called The Tournament. You're locked into hip hop on FUBAR Radio.
Heavy like Augustus, screaming like King Kong, dusted up, crashing the set, banging my chest, all superior. Scream on the weak in full hysteria. Up from the depths, spell masters in the area, the rap genie. First you see me, then you don't. A microphone's my favorite haunt, let me show you the ropes. Quasimodo style, a hunchback attracts posture. Wild like Oscar, snatch the mic and diss the roster. Imposter turns Speedy Gonzales. Rather than face what I harvest, a time bomb out just to start shit. Word carnage, my advantage is I know where my heart is. I'm living criminal, it's task force. We're subliminal on dance floors. SWAT team your halls for a militant cause. Play the floor for a six. Spin the world in the mix and throw your hands in the air if you know you're hardcore.
We hold the ring like Lloyd Hannigan. Tight like a money belt. Before you see us melt, you see a brainy dead hell. We kill like cigarettes and pose a bigger threat than terrorists. Rebel shit, tournament of death, new Aquarius.
Heavy artillery, boombox, beat fiasco. Anyway, mate, Seth rap fest or piss take. No mistake here. Somewhere we got our wires crossed. Yapping like a puppy dog. Expecting heat to love. Task Force Eskimos, hobo of the snow dunes. Relates to the stars, the sun and moon. No way are you relating to me. So hold your insult while your heads are hopping about. Farm a hobo, settle scores, bopping around. Frolicking sound, round up the enemy before the sun goes down. My verse is virile, break seek, drum beat to Evil Ed, pump the feeling through the speaker, take heed. It's a vagabond, scruffy little man from the wasteland. Task Force man, rap boomerang kids. Stand strong amongst 700 lies and fibs and stick to real things and won't talk shit.
We hold the ring like Lloyd Hannigan, tight like a money belt. Before you see us melt, you'll see a rainy day in hell. We kill like cigarettes and pose a bigger threat than terrorists. Rebel shit, tournament of death, new Aquarius.
grab the apparatus, earn status and points. Turn Yeti on the mic and put my foot in the joint. My head follows slow like a cowboy scene. Wild man McBain is finally free. Broke the chain and left it swinging on my wrist. Now I hold a microphone in a closed fist. Switch to drift and drink liquor. Hold my space like Godzilla. Overheat for mama, a rock and roll thriller. Grow like Andromeda strains the clone killers. Freestyle phenomena's named in bold letters. Slangs to rap, leave your handicapped. Skip on tracks, whether tit or tat, I spit the facts and bring it back. Street essence, slap in the art, paint the party like Salvador Dali. Roar like Fresh Road Manali, stink like Dirty Poonani. King of the swingers, you can call me Jumanji.
We hold the ring like Lloyd Conaghan, tight like a money belt. Before you see us melt, you'll see a rainy day in hell. We kill like cigarettes and pose a bigger threat than terrorists. Rebel shit, tournament of death, new Aquarius.
My mic man, right hand clutch, robust. Monster crush, just seckle like a dust devil does. Us man, stand ready for the tournament. Your best dust, run from the McBain parliament. No argument, it's useless. We heckle whack rap shit. Mystics, grab their crystals for the farmer's flex. I done wipe that memories of your last phase. Changed your brains into shavings of my face yesterday. I've slayed brave braids on rainy days and made my mic check. In the flesh, come challenge my death. I drown attempts, cement loose for fake men with fork pens. Salute the task force, this year we set trends. Explosive collision head on, I cut my own brakes. Racing top speed into any rap break. We got our own ways of dealing with the UK scene. Beware lead, heavy shred, he's locked the hunger down steady.
We hold the ring like Lloyd Hunnigan, tight like a money belt. Before you see us float, you see a rainy day in hell. We kill like cigarettes and pose a bigger threat than terrorists. Rebel shit, tournament of death, new Aquarius. New Aquarius, it's the tournament. Evil Ed Productions, Task Force, Chester P. Hackenbush, Farmer Giles, Music from the Corner, Low Life, Low Life, Low Life, Low Life.
Okay, the microphone is man, up, yeah. So that point of the show where I say I'm turning the microphones on, that's like where like we stop.
Oh, you mean we're on now? Oh,
yeah, yeah, we're on, we're live and direct.
I was wearing a condom anyway, so.
It was just once.
And it was on the train.
I thought that too. It's Food Bar Radio, party people. Myself, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy taking care of you until 6 p.m. And right now we're joined by another two MCs with there's only one DJ and what, 1, 2, 3, 4? Oh no, we've got Endemic too. He's a producer, sort of balancing things out. But it's just like MC extravaganza. Lovely. First up, Chu.
What's up?
How lovely to have you here.
How you doing? Thanks for having
Braca.
Me.
Yes.
Privileged. Oh. I've gone Scottish straight away. I'm like, yeah, Scottish brogue.
It's nice. We've got this whole array. We've got Midlands, that's Westlands. Right. I was about to say, listen, man, I'm going to grill you about Bradford. I'm going to be grilling you about Bradford. I've got enough time for Yorkshire. No, so keep that Scottish brogue, accent right. Going. I'm
Chew and McGregor.
It.
Let's go.
Chew and McGregor.
You know what, Chew, is so funny. I knew Chew for years before I even knew you were an MC.
Wow. Yeah.
You were keeping the information from me. What's that about, man?
I was one of those bedroom dudes, man. Do you know what I mean? I started off as a DJ because I was too embarrassed to rap, so I just wanted to learn.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was just Transformer. I was Transformer King.
Yeah. And that was it. That was you. Yeah. That was what was occupying you for time. But then you're
yeah, so I was lucky, man. One of us sort of mutual mates, Jargon, he sort of brought me into the game a bit more.
Brought me in,
man. So, yeah, I did a few sort of open mic things with him and then ended up doing Jump Off and that sort of winning that. Sort of two, three times. So, and yeah, just been sort of floating around up and down, and then sort of SBTV thing came out. That sort of helped me sort of blow up a bit more. And yeah, just trying to do a bit more music now. So yeah,
what was the SBTV? Explain for people who don't, you know, they right. We got listeners that don't even know how to wrap a Christmas present, let alone. So explain to them.
It was just like a bars video, basically, for SBTV. It's an online thing. I mean, I was just lucky as well, man. It kind of stood out. Obviously, there's not many. I mean, in my car, I'm flying that flag, so, you know, that yellow stood out a little bit.
Oh, you talk about your height?
Yeah. Oh, sugar, yeah, it's radio, isn't it? You can't see, can you? Yeah, so, yeah, I'm one of them guys, man. I would be delivering Chinese food, but I'm not.
So, yeah, it's hey, Chu, man.
I'm flying that yellow flag,
people
man.
People who can't see him choose Chinese, by the way, he's not racist. Well, he is kind of, but...
Casually.
He's allowed to be because he's actually from there, so...
This is against his It's terrible. No, but the SBTV thing, that was like you were. It was kind of it was sort of deep lyrics. It wasn't just like here's some bars, fam.
That depends where you come from, I suppose. I know some people liked it, some people didn't. You know, but, you know I didn't expect the response I was going to get. So, But yeah, I was just lucky.
Part of keeping busy as an MC. But you say you're getting ready to like release some.
Yeah, hopefully sort of early next year. I've got a new sort of EP coming out called Peace of Mind. That'll be through a charity as well called Anna Freud. Deals with mental health issues. My girl Laura Maidment helped produce it, compose it, arrange it. So it's all live instruments. It's like a little homage to the roots. It's not as jazzy kind of thing, but it's all live instruments.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, it should be all good. And yeah, got a video hopefully getting shot soon. My boy Bish, he's got a feature film coming out next year, Retribution. So yeah,
very cool. And everyone's gonna get a taste of you today.
Word.
On the microphone. Whoa, yes.
Yeah.
Like how you threw that out there, Sarah. That was
no, the sentence wasn't over. Dirty buggers here, I tell you. And speaking of dirty buggers, our other MC Lunacy is in the studio. Straight out of Bradford.
He's all ill and shit. He gave us his...
You got to speak into the front of the microphone.
Yeah, I'm not feeling 100% today, so my bars might be rubbish.
No, they might be...
Oh, the classic excuse.
Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
They might be shite.
Wow, you were like, beautiful. You felt good about that.
It feels so good to swear at a radio station.
I know, isn't that a novel?
That's the first swear word he said, shite as well.
She's like, how quickly can I swear? But what, you're born and raised in Bradford?
Yeah. Still live there. Lived there all my life, yeah.
So what's Bradford like these days?
Pretty much the same as it's always been, to be honest. There's not much going on in Bradford.
In the front of the microphone.
I'm not going to lie. It's not... it's kind of... Leeds is hemorrhoid, in a sense.
Well, Bradford.
Yeah. It's like...
It's a unique experience.
Probably get beat up for saying that when I get back. Anyone hears it.
But, yeah. I know. Everyone will think you're joking anyway, man.
Yeah, those people, they got good sense of humour up there, aren't they?
Yeah, they know I'm a prick.
So what have you been up to? What's going on at the moment? You got any releases or...?
I'm currently working on an album and maybe a mixtape, but yeah, I'm kind of just focusing on getting the album done because I ain't really done an album yet, so I'm focusing on that, man.
Because what, how long have you been on the battle scene now?
The battle scene...
Well, you was on the... Are you still on it?
Or? Nah, I've done a return one this year, but that was kind of a one-off.
I saw that. Yeah, man,
I battled
O'Shea.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
What made you do that? Why did you come back?
Just because ever since leaving battling, I kind of felt like... Because I kind of made it so apparent that I was trying to move into music. Mm. I always kind of felt like if I go back to battling, it's going to look like I've sort of failed in music and like it's a step back. Or
bless
just,
you.
Just because it was my plan and I made it clear what I wanted to do to everyone. So I kind of set it up where if I don't do exactly what I said, then it looks like I've messed up. But I think it just got, after like 3 years, it got to the point where I've done a lot of things in music and I'm still getting opportunities and stuff, so it doesn't look like a failure. I think the scene's changed as well, like battle rap's grown and it's not... I don't know. I've changed my attitude to it a lot, to be honest. Like,
why do you think that happened? Like, why did you change it? What was it?
Well, I kind of just always looked at it as a platform for promo for my music and just for, just for fun, really, and stuff like that. But I just respect it a lot more just as its own... kind of thing now. I don't know,
was it like a thing of like leaving it and then coming back to it, you know, leaving it for a few years and then coming back, it was like, wow, yeah, I forgot how much this is, you know, intense it can be.
Yeah,
or how
yeah,
much
like
got
the, well, I remember the adrenaline rush you get during a battle, like you can't get that from, I've never had that from anything
thing,
else.
No,
it's not the same, but the thing with that is just I kind of used it just for promo in the past. This time it was just purely for fun.
Yeah, you weren't worried about it. You don't need now.
Tell it how it is. Fun and
now
money.
You're obviously doing all right off of the music, so you didn't feel like it was any pressure.
That's it. It was just a totally different vibe. Like, I didn't feel like I'm trying to gain a fan base through it or anything like that or any exposure. It was more just kind of proving myself to the newer fans and sort of to a lot of the older ones who, because when the first time around,
Luna needs to battle again, man.
Yeah, there's been a lot of comments, man. Yeah. But like my first lot of battles, I kind of realised early on that my jokes win me the battles, and that was what, because like everybody's got something that they kind of capitalise on and what, and I realised pretty early that that's what winning me the battle. So I kind of did that during that first run of battles a lot, and I just. This one I wanted to prove I could do the bars thing as well, because I think a lot of people...
Bars over jokes.
I wanted to do like a... I've always tried to do a good balance of both, but this time I had to kind of prove myself with the bars.
It was heavy though, man. It was it didn't seem like you hadn't been doing it for a while, you know?
Thanks, man. Like, to be honest, I forgot my second verse.
Yeah. I remember that whole thing.
My ass fell out, to be honest.
So
but
like,
you still killed it, man. It didn't, you know?
Yeah, luckily I did my third in my second and then... in the last round I remembered my second, so I just it all worked out.
Tell me, as a battle rapper or just as MC in general, I mean, everyone understands when they enter a battle that, you know, you can't take anything too personally, innit?
Yeah.
Nah, you can't.
Everyone understands that, yeah. I don't know, for me, when it gets to mum jokes time, there's got to be certain points when you sort of feel, right, that went a little bit too close to home.
It depends how specific they get. If they know who your mum is and they know her name, that's different.
And if they did actually shag her.
The thing is, I always say, like,
that guy makes it funnier.
We all as battle rappers, we all share the same hypothetical mother, who is a slag, and she's fat. So like, I just look at it like that. Like,
yeah, okay. I shouldn't be laughing and encouraging you.
You love mum jokes, Sarah. Don't even try it.
Oh, no. No, mum jokes have got a bit like, that's the foundation of comedy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not clever, but it's funny. Isn't
it works.
It's like knock knock. Why did chicken cross the road? And your mum. Your mum. I swear, as a kid though, that's one of the all time best cusses. Your mum. And your second after that.
You see the beat of sweat. Like, yeah, that got him. Look.
But do you remember at school?
We had fights over that. Just your mum. That's it.
Brother, you don't really hear kids say your mum nowadays, do you?
No, they're more creative now.
Happy slap you, man. You get 2 year old just happy slapping
slap.
You.
I forgot about that. That was a liberty. No, but another one of my favourite cusses was I first heard Hex Murder, who's the manager of Random Acts, the group with Sean Price and Guilty Simpson. And
there's too many names.
Hex Murder, he's just like one of my favourite people to follow on Twitter, but he lives in, he's from Detroit. But he said, clapping on the 1 and 3, like, that's the best cuss after your mum. Anyone clapping on the 1 and 3? You know, when you're clapping, it's 1, 2. You can't clap on the 1 and 3.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Go so, back and anyway, listen to some records.
Moving on to a real battle rap question.
When we play this next track.
Clapping on the 2 and the 3.
All you're showcasing is how little funk you have right now, my show.
Yeah, but there's a few of us here that actually do clap on. No, I'm joking.
Oh.
Your mum.
No. No, but I have
Your mum claps.
Yeah.
Your mum claps on the 1 and 3.
Your mum claps on the 1 and the 4.
Wow, that's the ultimate diss. On the 1 and the 4. Clouds on the 1 and 4, though. But no, so I do have a lot of admiration for, like, the battle rappers, because I definitely couldn't, like, deal with some battle of rap.
But how, so Luna, you've managed to make, like, you're one of the very few that have managed to make the transition from, you know, the battle rapping. And like you said already, that's probably due to the fact that that's what you used it as a platform for your music. But why do you think it's quite hard for a lot of battle rappers to transition to, like, now this is, I just make music, buy my music?
I think it's a case of, like, working clever instead of working hard, if you get me, because you can do 1,000 battles and just get stuck in the loop. Like, I know 100 battlers who've done that, and they're majorly respected, and some of them still get bookings at the biggest events and stuff, but as far as music, it's not. But then again, a lot of them don't want to do that, so it depends what you're after, do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon there's an age cap on being a battle rapper?
No, I used to, because that's a common diss in battles as well, like, you're too old to be battling and stuff. But nah, man, I think some of the best battlers have been doing it for about 10 years. Like,
so what is the best cuss that you've heard in a battle that you've been that's been aimed at you?
That's been aimed at me.
Your favourite cuss.
Which one struck a chord with you? Damn, I might start tearing up now.
The ones that.
Without giving them too much credit.
The ones that hurt aren't necessarily the best ones. It's more like when they make up a lie that sounds convincing. Like, Mickey Worthless said something about me buying views, and as soon as he said it, I was like, man, I'm not going to hear that. Like, because things like that stick, and people believe it and take it at face value. So, like, that pissed me off a bit. And O'Shea said, because I've had a lot of trouble with who runs Dot Flop in the past, and we're cool now, like, we're really cool, but like, in the past I did have a bit of beef I had quite a bit of beef with him, but O'Shea was saying that I said that I said F Dot Flop And I never said that. Like, I've said fuck I've said bad things about different battlers, but I always made a point of not going against the whole battle league because that would just be suicide. So like that kind of
even though you
off.
Wanted to you
well not that I wanted to because I've never had I love Dot Flop as a company and all the people there. It's just like I've had problems with certain people.
Just one person.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, not just one person, quite a few of them to be honest, but like yeah, worse with him.
All battle rappers so must have a gang of problems chasing them.
Yeah, man, it's a silly scene where everybody argues over stupid stuff.
Because you must encounter other people who haven't taken it lightly, like where they've taken shit to heart, innit?
Yeah. What's that, sorry?
You must encounter people in battles where they are taking stuff personally, yeah, like they're not really taking it all
the
pictures
off. That's the best part of the battle, though, when their face drops and you can tell that they know you're winning.
See, there's times when you see battles and you think, I just want to save this person.
Give
they shouldn't be here. Actually, I did see you say that a little while ago. You do say some pretty outrageous things on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You were saying, I just randomly clicked on Twitter and I saw you there saying, yeah, whenever I see a girl at a rap battle,
oh, yeah,
I look at her and yeah, I think, oh no, I'm staring at her and I think,
as if you brought
what went
up
wrong in your life?
Oh,
wow.
That's, yeah, that's,
I wonder this myself, some, not exactly in that context. But,
yeah, to be honest, I probably shouldn't.
My life. Why am I here?
Yeah, who am I?
No, do you know what it is?
Mean?
You see, it's not just girls. And to be honest, it's a bad. That's a bad. I shouldn't have worded. Soon, to be honest, that's one of the tweets where I've wrote it and I've read it back. Like, I worded that totally wrong. But you kind of had to stand by your word because I know like a few girl battle fans who are just genuine battle fans. But there's male ones like this as well, so it's not just girls. But there is like the odd groupie who stands there and pretends to know,
yeah,
like,
no,
you know, like you know when you see them clapping before the punchline, or like or everyone else is clapping, so like they just kind of join in, like you know them ones.
But like you say, you know that ain't just girls.
It's not just girls, nah.
That's just big friend characteristics.
Yeah, of course.
Kind of
I think
thing.
I watched a battle where a girl was doing it, and I yeah, I shouldn't have.
You based your okay. Is that an apology?
Yeah, to all women. Sorry.
Whether they like hip hop
on behalf of battle rap, we are sorry.
Yeah, no, I didn't really care. I just thought it was quite. It made me question my own life.
No. What am I doing?
No, but
here?
It made me one time when I overheard my dad on the phone speaking to someone, and he was like, "Yes, but my daughter. I have three sisters." He's like, "Yes, but my daughters have been trained to be able to think like men." And I was like, oh gosh, I'm really concerned now about myself. But yeah, so maybe that's also why I'm the only girl at hip hop jams often. But we want to hear you guys rap today. Are you lot? What happened to Dude?
I can't remember
Dude
his name.
Dude,
yeah, we're gonna get into
no,
this open mic. This is a colossal event.
What happened to your headphones?
I stole his headphones, man.
Luna.
Do you know what? Let me just play this brand new Eric Sermon while we set things up. I don't know if any of you heard this. This is with Method Man and Redman.
Calling Beats by Dre. Calling Beats by Dre.
Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch? That's why we're coming through. Can you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma, but we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martins, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Till I'm back at it, rhyming, beat making this dope like a habit. These cats gotta have it. The MP breakdown, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe. Go act fabulous. Yeah. Enough's enough. The stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up. What you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck. I said it. Ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. So I won't go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the blocks, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Duke, you saw, comforter. These chicks ain't loyal, my homeboy, he humping her. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we strapped with an automatic. Just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Prize in the game, one nada. I guzzle ghost slugger. You still a 40 deep Alibaba. Corner store robber. I'm sorry for your mama. I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. Imposters. Pop 1 minute, then they monsters. We get it. Pretending when pop, or it's pop. Love pretending. I ain't playing. The fun ended. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big guns, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to
to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finished. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks, see I spot them just like a blemish. I criticize the image, cause everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. Yo. Fucking strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo. Welcome everyone to my thoughts. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets have gone wild. Right through the cannabis plant, and when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rap and drug dealing, the same thing. Your strength depends on your connects. I was taught well, never wrote a verse sitting in a cell, but I'm cold with it, a little sicko in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell, and I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My bruh said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women are step kids, they got a duck when the step pops. That's why I'm international, trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip hop. You wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip flops.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas walking down the block like a Selma. Yo. I'm fucking strapped with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin. I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework with my children.
I'm feeling that beat. You liking that beat?
Yeah, boy.
You feeling that, boys?
Yeah.
And the array of accents we've got in the corner over here too. I'm feeling it. You're tuning into Fubar Radio. It's me, Sarah Love, and my Stiggy. And right now is the part of the show where we open the mic. It's pretty exciting.
Boy.
So, are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's set things off and get into it. Uh-oh. Okay, who's stepping up first to the microphone?
Chew that.
Okay, chew
Hefner. Alright, yo. Alright. Face prejudice as if it's my day of reckoning now, and draw back to answer rap in front of a heckling crowd. Engage with the fallen angels, then beckon them down to watch me marry bars and beats and have them settling down. I'm not settling now, nor settle for less, till I settle these debts of setting a stress in my chest. Take my medicine, rest, remind myself of people's innocence, yet can't forget how the ignorance crept to my everyday gripes, my everyday life. And if I do get married, to the everyday life of my everyday wife, cause somehow I find these guys who hilariously tell me I've got Chinese eyes. To me it's no surprise, so I remind these guys I've got Chinese eyes, cause I'm the Chinese guy. Hey yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze a hot Trizak and shine like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, split profits, come get some.
Yo, Chewbacca.
Let's keep it going. Got next,
Rez 1. Yeah, yeah, what? It's the truth, half these rappers make me see red like black Uhuru. It's early morning sipping bourbon while I practice voodoo on the massive dude who flatulent actors whose tracks are a mash of what's fashion at the moment. They wrote it to stack the ruble. There's some trimmed up bitch canines trying to be on page 5. Up there next to Jordan Tits and Ye's wife, I'm trying to see the game thrive. But half these numpties in the game try to be a carpet copy of the main 5, 6, 7 or 8 types of rappers in the country. Originality don't come free, so we done we see. The only cost, not a loss. You just don't fit with what they want. 1 minute in it, then you're gone. I'm in it till my veins dry. Longevity, forever be rocking records and stage mics. Swinging like an ape, climb your grapevine and pick out the stale fruits. Nailed to the game like Jesus, but a pale dude. Something like they sell you, cause history's a fucked up mix up. That fat lip story about his dick suck. My scripts cut my lips cause I spit bars of diamond tip. Dynamite sticks like my swish up and ticks dust them off. Cause my kicks come from crop, and crop don't come a lot. Quick run the cops was the motto. And still is if you're ticking numbers off like the lotto. Time to bot by the grotto with the caveman. Underground the pavements, wavelengths were raised in. A whole gang of scaddies with paint pens, tinnies and hate then. But still a load of love, just mad at the world with little knowledge when to say when. See, that's the way we grew in the mo. Who would've known this music would grow to consume up his soul? What?
It's the way we grew in the mo. Check it. Split profits.
That kid.
Brits in the house, that a belly. Yo, check it. Yo. Look. Yo. It's black smoke and black soot when I rain fire. Hot like white coal, style for your haywire. On my set up your
Let's go.
It's black smoke and black soot when I rain fire. Hot like white coal, style pure haywire. On my set I turn crowd members to stage divers. Type to bust a panel then kidnap the train driver. Under the white moonlight I sip Grey Goose. And I spray truth in a stained booth. I stay as rugged as a stray pooch. White flags at the ready, yo, I keep the raps coming till you claim truce. I take my state blue, barely dead. My pussy pink tongue cherry red. White stains on the fabric where we slept. Flip the mattress, lick a Rizla, stick it backwards. Ooh. Shit, I stay posted on the strip like a bus stop. With these hazel eyes bloodshot, I see the red and blue lights pull up outside the drug spot and hit the yellow brick road before they catch my mugshot. Golden brown sun shining down on me, turn you black and blue for trying to take my sound from me. Long days and late nights, volume red, page white, ink black, brown sugar in my ground coffee. Pale white face through your widescreen. Purple heart, red blooded, weed light green. Black kush wraps fresh out the black book. Keep a green eyed snake on his back foot. Chrome XLR, black might lead. Red fire in my belly, black air 90s. Blue cheese and blue king skins got me too lean. Trying to stuff some pink notes down my blue jeans.
Yeah.
Nah, belly boy.
It's Fubar Radio. It's the open mic. Luna C, step up, say
yeah.
Luna.
Don't take the wrong path, the snakes in long grass. Gotta look out for myself, cover my own tracks. Yeah, and I don't need no fake friends. Success is the best revenge, you could say I got my own back. When I'm in the right, I'm like a ding-ding. Fake against myself, so it's a win-win. I don't think things through when I've been drinking. To kill things is in my instinct, my chainsaw goes ing-ing. Yeah, my brain's wired up differently. Scum of the earth, I don't have a conscience. Going in bareback, I never have a condom. But that shit can't kill me, I've got a Magic Johnson. Tell the truth, I don't think I live past 40. Everything I enjoy doing is bad for me. There's probably more to life than drinking and smoking. But fuck it, I just live for the moment. Yo, prescription pills on the windowsill. I don't think I'm ill, they're just there for when I don't have a spliff to build. Raise myself, I was made in hell out of different dead rappers' body parts on a conveyor belt. I get the pee by any means necessary. Trying to get rich before I'm dead and buried. Those responsible for any setbacks that occur get put on my shit list for the next annual purge. Hoodie and a baddie on, I wear whatever's nice and comfy. Fashion for rich bitches with too much time and money. These squirrel tails sitting right above my eyes are bushy. I'm skinny, white and ugly, tell me why these bitches love me. Boys spotted boys, the reason why these hoes are moist. Got these bitches sweating like the bras I made the corduroy. Why did I learn to rap instead of trying to earn some cash? I'm working class, I guess I should've done more working class.
Wow. Luna! What? Open mic time, mother lovers. This is what it's about right here.
Yo,
Chewbacca, what you say?
Well, it's time to explain to the people what this hoo-ha. You're tuned into Luna and Chewbar and Fubar. I'm some gangster, I'm straight out of Utah. Straight out the ghetto, not scared to drive a used car. But I'm spitting in front of my diggy, thinking of ways that you might dig me. I might take him to my chippy. I'll beat up nine gypsies with five hippies armed to the teeth with nothing but my wife's lippy. It'll be quite trippy. And after I've done the deed, you better feed me a portion of my fried rice quickly. That's right, I'm spitting in front of Luna C. And I'm thinking of those old school MCs like Super T. We got MCD digging back in the crates. It's the man like Chew going back to when we used tapes to press record on that radio show. And I'm gonna come through right now with a lazy ass flow. I should have pre-prepared some more bars, but I'm coming off in the free like a toupee in an open top coupe. And true say, if you don't dig what Chew say, I don't care, cause you'll find me every week when it comes to Tuesday.
Chewbacca, man, with the freestyle
off the top.
Knocking off Real toupee. Off the top, knocking off toupee.
It's for them haters, for them people.
We say
stories up, yeah. It's like, wow, you got your teeth fixed, that's amazing.
Still though, you should have kept them missing for the ratings.
You've been on road ages. Weren't you brain sick, living in some makeshift tent up in some bait sticks? Nah, but I do like the rumour. So you guys consume life too tied to the matrix. Make hits, mate, get an auto-tune and a bass riff. And quit talking all that grade shit. I always see a little bro suit in all your videos. And why aren't you on Vimeo? I don't really know, yo, let me take a minute. I love hate, I give it, your lyrics are straight suspicious. Save your disses, they're wasted energy. Same for the lazy critics who don't know you but create an image. Try it, if you don't like it, bin it. I don't try to fit in, I stand out like a gold shiny pigeon.
What? Not a seagull.
I'm not seagulling today.
Big Rez, yo, check it. Yo, Tectonic plate shifter, day-to-day drifter, guzzling Tanqueray by the pitcher, smoking up the fire, use the Book of Job as my Rizzler, apologise to nobody, boy like Sizzler, raw pussy fister, leave it mad swollen, don't give up if she's white, black or golden, all mine are stolen, I bust the back doors like when the police rolling, she's gasping and choking. I got game like Hugh Hef. Don't hate the game, hate me, I'm too blessed. I make rappers hang up the mic like, who's next? Two-step over those who are posing my new creps. They don't know who they messing with. Specialists, smash bookings, collect fees. Stalking ain't benefits, on some hot shit like steam. Shifty like glazed eyes, been on probation since I hit 19. Mr. Who? Mr. Fuck your crew. Bust the groove, Mr. Don't touch the shoes. People talking shit about me, so it must be true. As for what's real and what's not, I leave it up to you. Only the judge can judge me. That's why I never wear the fuzz be, unless they just cuff me. Trust me, my solicitors love me. Yeah, I'm always bringing in the business. Like, get the fuck down here and fix this. What the fuck are you looking for? Can a young man make money anymore? More. This is harassment, it ain't funny anymore. I've spent half a lifetime running from the law. Wow. Narcotics snuggled in my drawers, just in case. It must be my fucking face. Briss ain't nothing but trouble, still I love this place. I was raised on these high streets and tough estates. Bussing chase, so I tucked the lace. Trying to avoid justice, so I keep up the pace. Duck the jakes, cause they got the snakes. And I believe they stand for most things I stand up against. That's that. Daddy slaps tracks like a bitch that talks back. I'm a bag of chips and all that. Bring a bottle full, pop the top, pour that. Then breathe weed, cause I need trees like the Lorax. Luna.
That kid, profits
in the place.
You Luna. Got 60 yo. Seconds to throw it down. Bring it, Luna. Right. Let's hear you. It's free bar.
Yo. Sorry, next drop.
You like how tricked you though.
If I ain't the illest, then there was really two of every animal on Noah's Ark. And Anna Nicole Smith died of a broken heart, trying to get one up on me like a Mario with a gold coin. Or futile in a circle, not cat six sides, there's no point. Roll joints in business meetings and count money up. Strictly indole, never cocaine. Used to sniff it till my nose was bloody and I couldn't fuck, but I had to quit, though my rent was so late. You only get props when you rap to your mates. Them yes men got you gas, go get back in your lane. And you were spit to dig your grave with your casket of wits. Then pallbearers are ready, don't get carried away. Woo! Probably shouldn't have got drunk before the concert. Had to punch my hype man for saying all the wrong words. Overachiever, I came, I saw her conquer. Told your bitch I'm the man, and when she came, I saw she conquered. Worshipping like the sacrilegious is sacrilegious. We say amen and then it's back to business. Smoke clouds in the room like a fumigator. I up the levels, now these cunts are trying to talk me like euthanasia. Mm. But big words and obscure references don't compensate for shit verses and poor penmanship. I just say what I mean and move on. You dummies carry on your rhyme schemes for too long. FT hooligan cruising in a stolen car, trying to set fire to your house while you mow the garden, shoulder by your door off its hinges and got a broken arm, struggling to get the fucking batteries out the smoke alarm. I was dropped on my head at the top of some steps as a toddler. I messed up, keep topping my meds up, cushion a blue slim, tell these kiddies no more, coming to the smoking session with flavoured Rizzlers and cold sauce. Yeah, bitch.
Luna! Jeez, man. You lot fucking killed that shit, man.
That was Luna C. Chew. We had Split Profits representing Red and That Kid. Thank you so much for coming through to the show. That was super funky fly. How does everyone get in touch with you? What are your Twitter handles, Luna? Go.
At Luna CFT on Twitter, Luna fucking C on Instagram.
And what's the release coming out? Or
I don't have a date right now, but look out for whatever I drop.
Chew, what's your Twitter?
Chew that, follow me on Facebook as well, Chew That. Come down, noteworthy, paper dress every Sunday, Hackney Central.
Split
man.
Profits, you have a website?
Yeah, get us at www.splitprofits.bandcamp.com. That's where you can get our merchandise. If not, just check us out on Facebook.
Lovely.
Website coming soon, Delta Bravo Kilo coming this month.
And if you missed any of that, listen back to the podcast. That's foodbarradio.com/hiphop. You can find all the previous shows. Tune in next week, that's our last show of the year, and we're going to have Chester P. of Tarthals in the studio, and one and only Big Daddy Kane. So that is
one not to miss.
Make sure you are locked in. Up next, we got a badge of friendship with Claire Lim, Ed Williams, and Paul McCallum. You mother lovers.
Peace to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy signing off. Catch you next Monday at 4.
It's the man with the fuggy eyes. Yeah. Okay. See, I'm from a place that you know all too well, where the cycle repeats and it hides the unique. Riding a conveyor belt around the great town, thought I
I wasn't there, but then I found a way out. Don't let the trends dress you up like a mannequin. Don't just consume. Mind state branded in a matter of seconds, then it lasts a lot longer. Now your shoes grip into the path a lot stronger. Grey smoke bellows from my eye sockets. I can't see straight and can't get my mind off it. So I try and put it down on these lines jotting. Then the ink hits the paper and it slides off it. Take time, walk away, reformulate. Feel sort of strange, kinda like I'm reborn today. Each source of pain can be overcome. Hold your tongue, first you see a flash, then it's over, son. The vapor still burning, walking through the path with the danger still lurking. Twisting the plot and the pages still turning. They wanna know what happens next. I said the vapor still burning, walking through the path with the danger still lurking. Yeah. Twisting the plot, yeah, and the pages still turning. Yeah. They wanna know, wanna know. I'm from another place that you ain't been yet. Changing the course like a glitch, I'm a defect. A spanner in the works, they're imagining the hurt while I'm feeling it. Fuck yeah, I'm feeling it. Feeling was so deep in the heart, I nearly gave it up. Laying twisted up in a knot, so switch the caper up. I'm pounding the wall, there's blood on the stone. I'm just burning at the soul, it's like nothing you know. Nothing you know. I'm begging it stop, I keep apologizing. There's tears in my eyes, blood is leaking from the sinus. A sour taste, the man with the foggy eyes. Filling every page in my book to the bottom line. Yeah. I'm from a lost and forgotten time where the stand-up guys all keep dropping like dead comedians. They're feeling it, you're seeing it, they got you hooked.